Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
Good evening, everyone out there in the world. It is approximately 8:19 p.m. here on the East Coast in the Philadelphia area in the United States of America. It's kind of chilly, but not too chilly. Maybe around upper 60s, 70 degrees. But no matter where you are right now, it's kind of a sad day, particularly waking up to the news about the massacre in Las Vegas. Very sad news. We'll cover that today. You're listening to Chris Kelly from 80s TV live on Totally Driven Radio. My sidekick, Lillian Narodowski, may be calling in a little bit. I think she has some technical difficulties. But if anybody has calls tonight or comments and they want to share them or some experiences or their feelings about the events in Las Vegas today or anywhere in the world, Puerto Rico, wherever, there's a lot of things going on, you can give us a call. The number is 718-508-9883. We want to talk tonight about serious topics. We do a little bit of happy stuff here and there. I did want to touch on some stuff, and hopefully when a movie guy 24/7 dials in, that we can cover some cool and happy facts. But I don't want to make light of anything that's going on in the world today. I think that deserves on this episode tonight. I don't know how to start. It's just, I woke up this morning, and probably like many people here on the West Coast, we heard the news what was going on in what happened the night before in Las Vegas. I guess apparently there was a country singer named Jason Aldean. He had a concert out by Mandalay Bay, and people were loving it, had a great night, and I think maybe over 22,000 people I heard were outside. And this guy, lone rifleman, went into the Mandalay Bay, I guess maybe on the 30th floor somewhere, broke open a window and started shooting automatic, sound like machine gun rifles. And the latest toll that I saw tonight was, I think, maybe 58 or 59 dead and about 500 injured or more. Actually, more than 500 injured in Las Vegas. I mean, in the middle of the night, enjoying a concert, you look over, the person next to you is just falling over. Sadness. What do you feel? Fear. You're in shock. You know, how do you protect the person next to you? Are you there with a loved one? What do you do? Very sad and very scary moments. So if you have any thoughts on that, I want you to call in tonight. Again, the number is 718-508-9883. I want to hear your thoughts on what happened. But just do me a favor, and our one rule here is, we ask folks to message me here on Facebook. Just let me know what number you're calling me from so I can identify it. Our engineer isn't online tonight, so I will be screening the calls as they come in. And every now and then we do get some crazies to call in that want to play a game or do a crank message. And I have no time for that. So I'm all about let's talk, let's be friends, and let's talk about the facts. So give us a call, and just give me a heads up before you call in. Send me the number that you'll be calling from, because I can't see your name. I can only see the number. I think I had a call a little while ago, and a person's calling back in a few minutes. I think they're calling in from Florida, and I'd like to hear what their thoughts are, how they survived the hurricane in the last few weeks. I know I was paying attention to this person on Facebook during the storm, and I'm glad that she's okay. So she'll be calling in the next few minutes, I am supposing. And let's know what she has to say. But also, what's going on with Tom Petty? Is he alive? Is he in critical condition? I posted on my Facebook page maybe about 2 hours ago that he had passed. I got it from CBSNews.com. But I'm hearing conflicting reports that possibly he is alive and clinging to life. I keep struggling with that word today, clinging to life. Let's hope he does, because what a great rock star, man. His music is just great, you know. And he's only 66 years old. It's only not too much older than me. I'm not 60 yet, but it's not the way time flies anymore. It's not too long. That's actually young in today's standards, 66. So we're saying prayers for you, Tom. Down. We hope you pull through. What else is going on? What's going on in Puerto Rico? What are your thoughts on North Korea? Also, we lost Hugh Hefner this week, right? You know, what is somebody going to take his place? I don't think anybody could. But the guy did, like him or not, he did change or start a sexual revolution here in the United States and made it more public. I wouldn't say he started it, but he brought it more into the light where people could change the way they looked at folks, you know, the way they could express themselves. But the icon is lost to the heavens. So let's like to hear your thoughts on that as well. I see a message coming through. Let me see who that's going to be. I have a call coming in a minute. Go ahead, caller. You can call in. I know who you are. it's okay. I asked her to please go back just so I could give a proper hello to all of you out there tonight. Today's date, for the record, is October 2nd, 2017. How did we get to October so fast? I'm still back in July. Where did July go? I don't know. Maybe you feel the same. Okay, so give me a second here. We're going to bring on Bridget McKenna, who's a good friend of mine. Hello.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Survived through Hurricane Irma.
Oh, my gosh. I was watching you and everybody else in Florida. I have so many relatives and friends in Florida all over. It was like no matter where you were, it was something drastic. Tell us about it. I'm glad that you're okay.
I'm on the mainland.
Tell me more. Okay.
Well, I'm on the mainland. I sold my house, so now I'm on the mainland. I'm in Melbourne, Florida now. So basically,
okay.
I was, you know, pretty safe. I moved into an apartment complex, and I was like way in the back. But I had a really nice neighbor across the way. I met her son, and her mom was here. His mom was here, and she went out and got me sandbags and put them in front of my door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
and
very
so,
nice.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. she brought me food over and everything, so she wanted to make sure I had everything, and, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that woman's like a special place in my heart now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's super sweet.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot
yeah.
of people in the house with you? Were you by yourself?
No,
how
I was just me and the cat. Just me and the cat.
Oh,
I have neighbors nearby, so, but I was all prepared, and just in case there was a couple of tornadoes, I got in the closet and everything. I only lost power once, and I came back on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I was pretty
did
safe.
Did your cat sense that something was going on?
No. He's pretty calm during the thing. As soon as he, you know.
He's a cool cat.
He knows.
Right? Is that what they say?
Yeah, he's a cool cat. He's a boy cat. He just chills. He's a little disappointed because we don't have his porch no more.
Wow, I'm glad that you're okay. Did you see a lot of damage in your neighborhood? Or
yeah, well, like
was
a lot of trees, you know. The gas station up the street that I go to, the thing fell down, the awning where you pump the gas,
mm-hmm.
that fell down. There was a lot of water down my street and everything. That was basically it, but, you know, we dodged it with a bullet.
Okay.
So.
That's good. I saw a lot of folks putting up, like in the past, I mean, people board up their windows with wood, but I saw these metal blinds that I saw for the first time that people were screwing into their walls. That's something
yeah.
new. Did you see a lot of those?
I guess that's something new.
Yeah,
I guess that's something new because I usually see boards, but now they got like these metal things
mm-hmm.
now, and it's just, you know, I guess they keep the, you know, from the glass from shattering because they usually
mm-hmm.
told you to use the electric tape, but that doesn't even work. So it's much easier to just board
mm-hmm.
up your windows.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's. I mean, I'm glad they have it.
Yeah.
But I saw that company probably made a ton of money, but hopefully they do the job.
Right.
I mean, I'm glad that there wasn't as much loss of life or damage, yeah, as they were
right.
expecting. But, I mean, Puerto Rico, that's
another
case.
Oh, forget it.
Right?
That's another case. My local news channel down here got people to volunteer, and they went down there to go help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know,
I just saw my
mm-hmm.
– go ahead. What?
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, have you heard back from them? I know the communication lines are hard to even – even share information back and forth right now, right? The power of that.
No power, but one of the women who is the reporter for our local news station, she said that people are just, you know, without power. Some of the families some of the people in Florida are welcoming them, you know, for the people who don't have a home to come to Florida and stay with them for a while until they can rebuild. So, it's just, you know, state of Florida is, like, really pulling in with this.
Okay. No, I'm glad to hear that.
I wish
it was closer. I could do something more to help. It's just, it's sad.
Yeah.
I see those containers there. I don't know who to blame, you know, what's going on. I think everybody's trying to do their best, but there's somewhere there's a lack
there's so
of
much,
communication.
Yeah, there's so much you can do, Chris. I mean, it's just, you know, we're down here, and it's like, you know, this, and then now this thing in Las Vegas, and you feel like you feel so useless.
Yeah, I know. Tell me, what were your thoughts this morning when you woke up and saw the news?
I saw it when it first broke. I got a breaking news from Fox News, and I saw the whole thing go down, and they were showing footage, and you could see the actual footage where, you know, you first hear the guns, and then you hear it again, and I was just like, wow. And I was just there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, it's like, what is this world coming to?
Yeah, it's horrible. And last week there was something in a church. A gunman went into a church and
I saw that.
Opened fire. Yeah, I mean, that may have been racially motivated, I heard. But this thing today, I don't think it's racially motivated at all from what I'm hearing. Because somebody decided to, you know, hey, I'm going to kill people today.
He wanted to kill people. Now, they haven't confirmed if it was ISIS or not, but according to this guy, the guy's brother was from where my area is, from Melbourne, Florida.
Yeah.
And I read that the guy had a gambling problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's hard to know until we hear the details. It's very scary. I mean, and all I can tell anyone is, I lost a cousin in 9/11 in the North Tower. And all I can tell people ever since then is just be vigilant, because we don't live in a world where you can't worry anymore. You have to worry. Anything strange out of the corner of your eye, it's nothing to, you know, to pick certain types of people up, but just be cautious of certain activity around you
that
looks suspicious. You know, if you see a bag sitting by you, make sure.
Oh,
that
happened to me. I was going to the airport and I saw somebody leave their bag there, and I was watching it, and you know, she came back, and I said, look, don't leave. And then I saw security. I said, look, don't leave your bag here. I said, people are going to suspicious that. And next thing you know, you're out of here. And so, but I did my civic duty. I was just watching. I was like, okay, you want to, dude, there's a bag there. Somebody left. I don't know where it's at, but, you know. But no, you can't be too cautious these days.
No. So, tell me what's exciting. What have you done exciting in Florida lately? Every now and then you pop up a good picture. I'm like, oh, looks pretty cool.
You saw my Siegfried Fischbacher picture.
Yes. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, let me see. My friend who I went to see in California, in Irvine, and she got free comp at the Las Vegas, and was my first trip out, and we stayed at the Fremont. And then we went to the Secret Garden, which is at the Mirage. And a friend of mine that I know from the German fan club, or from another club that does, you know, they have contact with Siegfried and Roy. So what happened was I missed them by like 10 minutes. And then I went back the next day because I had to take something back. And then I got more stuff. And then I was talking to the VIP lady. I was talking to her, and I said, then 5 seconds later, there he is. He popped up right behind me.
Oh, my God.
In the Secret Garden. And I was like, oh, my God. And he did a trick for me, and I took pictures, and he signed a book for me. He's really a down-to-earth guy. Roy wasn't with them, but Roy doesn't make the public appearances like he used to.
Do they still do the lion tricks anymore, or are they stopping for
They're officially done. Yeah, they're officially retired after Roy's accident. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and he did a trick for me. So I got a special coin
from
Siegfried.
What was the trick?
What was the trick? You're funny, Chris. He said, he goes, I noticed that when we were taking the picture, your arm was jingled. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, look under your, and I was, and then he did the trick and then he pulled out a coin.
I love it.
That's what he does.
So I have to figure out what he did, because I every now and then I put my kids, my two daughters to bed, I pretend that there's a fairy that lives in their ear and gives me a coin if they've been good.
Oh,
out of their
okay.
Ear.
Yeah, I have to tell you
to
how you just...
they're starting to catch on to me, so I have to do something more slicker. So take for to Roy, show me your trick, please.
Once you do it, it's like a virus. Once you start doing that magic, that's it. You're done.
yeah. I mean, speaking of lions, I don't know if you saw the other clip this week. It went viral. There was a rugby player. I don't know what country he was in, but he's petting a lion, like a wild lion, through this I guess like a lion or zoo or somewhere. And he sticks his arm in to pet this lion, and the lion kind of looks up like he's going to nudge his hand. All of a sudden, chomp, bites right onto his arm. Luckily, he escaped with his arm, but... like, what a dumb thing to do, you know?
What part do you not get? These are not, you know, you're not trying to be like Siegfried and Roy.
Right. You're not Siegfried
and Roy.
These, don't try it.
Yeah, don't even try. I said, you know, because I would tell my nephews that, and they would see these cute little tiger cubs, and I was like, don't get any ideas. You're not getting them as pets. And everything. And then I showed them on the animal channel. I said, you see all that meat? That's how much daddy has to feed them. I said, that's your meal right there. And I was like, no, you're not getting the tiger cub for a pet.
No tiger cubs for you.
No. No, I thought, get that idea out of your head.
Well, we're going to have your good friend George Rother on at 9 o'clock. See what he's got to say. Do you keep in touch with him often?
I post on his thing when he posts a movie. Like when he was doing a movie, I didn't know I was supposed to give a quote, and I posted the title instead. I was like, "Oops."
I try and do it too. He puts his quotes up, and I try and guess what movie it is. But what does he want you to do? He wants you to guess another quote.
No, he wants you to give for example, like Goodfellas. You have to give, he goes, give, or he'll give a line, and it's like, okay, don't say the title, just give me the quote.
Okay.
So some, you know, like if it was Rocky, you know, you know what to say.
I was thinking
of you this weekend. They did a marathon on the Rockies, and I was like, oh, that's Chris's movie.
I will never get tired of watching them, any of them.
No,
them
you
all.
Never get tired of watching Rocky, especially like when you haven't seen it in a long time. And it's just like I was flicking around and I turned it on. And I said, just seeing the part like when he's reading to Adrian, like when she just had the kid, she's in a coma. And I'm reading the poem, and it was like, hey, my dad's like, he goes, let me hear this poem. I said, that's not a poem. That's telling how he feels.
But it pulls you in, doesn't it? It's a little slow.
Yeah,
it
does.
But it pulls you in.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
No, because I had a friend who's never seen Rocky, and I was like, okay, what planet are you on, and how come you've never seen the Rocky film? Come on.
That's right.
You never get tired of the Rocky films. Once you watch it, that's it. You never get tired of them.
You have not lived until you've seen one of the Rocky films. And if you
see
one, then you got
to
see them.
And it was all shot in our hometown too.
That's right. I stood next to him. I was. I told you in Creed, you have to pause the movie to see me. But in the press conference scene, I'm playing a press photographer, and as the bad guy comes in. I'm right next to him with my camera, but I still
have
to.
Oh, okay. I watched Creed. Yeah, I have to rewatch it then. I must have blanked. I was like, wait a minute.
You're right
Chris?
In the.
I know Chris.
Little Chris Kelly fact. There's Chris Kelly for two freaking half a second. but if you pause it, you'll see me. But I stood next to Stallone most of the day there. He was luckily for me, he was right next to me, and I just was dying to say something to him, but I didn't. You know, I had to be professional. But
you had to be professional.
Cool,
yeah,
cool,
you get
cool mojo. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
my
happens. Like
come.
When you meet. Someday you'll come and you'll meet him, and then you'll have like, you know, man, you're the coolest actor I've ever known. You're my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, rock.
Yeah.
You know.
Wasn't the proper time. Sometimes I go to these movie sets and they you know, the guys are there to work and do their job, and there's always somebody tugging at the side saying, hey, yo, let this guy do his job. But it was just cool to be in the room with him. He's like, hey, man, he's like a hero to us here.
Is he pretty
tall in
person?
No, it made me feel tall, actually.
Yeah, smaller than me.
I'm only 5'7". I'm almost 5'8", but he's got to be at least 2 or 3 inches smaller than me.
Yeah, because I thought he'd be taller
than
that.
Camera. Mm-hmm. No,
I thought he'd be taller than that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he packs a hell of a walk, you know.
Yeah. And I remember, too, if you remember this, too, Chris, remember when, I think, I don't know what, I think it was the fourth Rocky, or was it after the second or third or something, that the Philadelphia Art Museum didn't want the Rocky statue on top of the art museum because it wasn't a form of art. So then we fought for that, and it got put on the side or something.
Yep. It's down the side now. If you walk up to the steps of the art museum, if you're looking at it from the front and you look good to your right, you'll find it right there.
Yep.
And there's always a line of people taking a photo. So go figure. It's not a piece of art, but people line up to see that just as much as they're going to see the museum. In fact, it probably brings extra people to the museum because
my nephews were watching that, and they said, my nephew saw that, and he goes, is it Aunt Bridget, is that the statue still there? I said, yeah, to the right. He goes, what do you mean? I said, the art museum didn't think it was a form of art. So I was like, okay, then you go back and go watch Rocky films.
Man, I love me some Rocky movies any day.
Okay, well, anytime. Well,
it.
Tonight's The Godfather, but I'm listening to your show.
Was it? What is that on? A&E?
Yeah, AMC. Oh, yeah, an American Movie Classic.
Are they doing all of them or just?
Just the one. But I think each night they'll do a different Godfather. That's what I'm guessing. But no, when I was watching the Rocky.
Go ahead.
No, I said when I was watching the Rocky films, I said I was thinking, and I was like, oh, that's Chris's movie. He just loves his Rocky films.
That's like me when
I was going through my Dirty Dances days, I saw that movie like 10 times in the movie theater. What can I say? That's a movie I can never get tired of. That and besides the Rocky films and The Godfather and all the classic films we grew up with.
I don't know if I asked you already yet or not. What's your latest you're hearing about Tom Petty? Is he alive or
he did.
What's going on?
No, he did pass. I heard he did pass, and because I got it from my local news, and it said that he did pass, and then they took him off support. So I don't know how bad his heart was, and they had to put him on life support.
I had posted that he passed it. I mean, people were telling me, there's some conflicting reports that he hasn't. So, it's been kind of crazy.
It's been crazy. I mean, we lost Hugh Hefner. We lost, now we lost Tom Petty and Monty Hall. And I was like, okay, enough with the good people.
This is that point in our lives that I think, we grow up and we're teenagers and we see our great uncles and great aunts at the table and you ask, hear about those great names, Charlie Chaplin and stuff like that. One day our kids, our great grandkids or nephews will be saying the same thing to us and we remember when.
I told my nephews that when they were watching the first two Halloweens and I said, look, I said, when you get older, your movies are gonna be garbage. Your movies are going to be old and stuff. And I said, your kids are going to be saying the same thing about your movies. I said the same thing with my dad's movies. And I said, now I love them. Like From Here to Eternity and Tora Tora and, all these old films that they grew up with. And I just, love the classics.
Classic movies. And one more comment, too. I have a Turner Music Classics. I mean, the guy who used to do those, talk about all the
Jeffrey
movies.
Jeffrey Osborne.
He passed away. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a sad moment, too. I mean, and he was an old-timer, but I always enjoyed listening to him. Now, if the guy go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say he was good because he knew about, the history of it. And behind the scenes, and it's just, I was shocked when I heard he passed.
So, and I'll be really upset, too, when I hear that the guy from behind the actor studio passes. I, I do not wish that on him. I hope he stays
around
for a lot longer.
No, I don't wish that on him either. I enjoy that because then we get to find the real behind the scenes of the actors. Like, I knew more about Kiefer Sutherland and the relationship between him and his dad and Johnny Depp and what, you know, and who was it, Andy Garcia and stuff and how they got into their characters and stuff. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I just want to tell you one more thing.
Go ahead.
I want to tell you one more thing.
Please,
I'm not sure if you saw it on local news. My Uncle Jimmy, who was the mayor of Atlantic City, he was my uncle who passed away, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago, if you saw that on local action news.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Wow.
Yeah, that was my uncle.
You Atlantic City? I didn't know that.
Huh? Yeah, my uncle was the mayor of
Atlantic City.
Not recently, no, but no, he was my uncle. My mom and him were first cousins.
Okay. No, my Italian side of my family, the Sicilian side, all grew up on Mississippi Avenue in Atlantic City. So,
okay.
We were going down there a lot growing up just to see a lot of our relatives at St. Michael's Church. So, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, he did a lot
thanks.
For that city and everything, so.
I love
really
Atlantic.
Nice.
I love Atlantic City. Yeah,
oh,
hopefully
yeah.
It bounces back. It's having a tough time, but I'm hoping it bounces back.
I hope
back.
It does bounce back, you know, so.
That's so, our
It was good.
Our,
it was good talking to you, Chris, because we have to get ready for your friend, for George, and I'll be listening.
Yes, George will be able to pass any message on to him for you?
No, just tell him I hope he's doing well and taking care of himself and everything, and just waiting for his movie reviews and I just keep an eye out and read them and see what he thinks.
You got it. I definitely will.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Bridget.
Okay.
It was good to hear from you. I'm glad you're safe. Take care.
Oh, thanks. You too, Chris. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bridget McKenna, everyone. Always glad to hear from an old friend. I know Bridget from back in the day on Dancing on Air, Dance Party USA. She was one of the guests, the repeat regulars that would come on from time to time. I believe Bridget grew up in the Haverford area. Good person, good friend. Nice to hear from her. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back in a few minutes. If anyone wants to call in as well, the number tonight is 508. What happened here? I can't see my message, my number. I'm sorry, let me do this again. The number to call in tonight is 718-508-9883. If you want to talk about your thoughts on Las Vegas, if you're in Las Vegas and have a story to share from last night, we want to hear it. But there's lots of other topics going on. What's going on in Puerto Rico? It shouldn't be overshadowed with the news that's going on today. Tom Petty sending prayers that he pulls through if he's still alive. I'm confused as to if he's alive or not. So if you have an update, please call in and share it with me. And if you're calling in, please remember to send me a message on Facebook Messenger just to let me know that you're calling in, because I don't have an engineer tonight, so I'm just seeing the numbers and I don't know who they are, so it's always helpful to know who's calling in. Commercial break. And I want to take time to say we have a proud new sponsor of Toto Driven Entertainment. He's funny, he's wacky, he's crazy, and he is totally driven. Check out ChrisFraleyPresents.com. More information in the following commercial.
I'm black man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Blackmobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will black man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes' native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chris Kelly from 80s TV live on Totally Driven Entertainment Radio. And tonight is Monday night, October 2nd. Time is currently 8:53 p.m. here on the East Coast. Talking about everything going on in the world today, including the massacre in Las Vegas. We offer our prayers and thoughts for all those there in suffering, to the families of those lost. We're sending prayers to Puerto Rico. What's going on there? We'd like to know if anybody has information, anything they want to share or get out. You're more than welcome to call here and share your thoughts. We lost some great people this week. We lost Hugh Hefner. You know, like him or not, we lost him, and I like him. We also lost Monty Hall, host of Let's Make a Deal. 96 years old. What a great long life he lived. I know it's not full of all happiness. He had some struggles, physical struggles, health-wise, but he made it through. And right now, one thing I can't seem to get a full story on is Tom Petty. I'm reading right now online the actual deal is, and I'll give you an update. And I'm getting this news from the NewYorkDailyNews.com, and this was posted at 6:20 about a little over 2 hours ago. It says, Tom Petty, the long-haired rocker whose famously nasal voice was behind some of rock's greatest hits, is in the hospital Monday as unconfirmed reports of his death circulated. The free-fallen singer, 66, was found unconscious and not breathing in his Malibu home. And he was subsequently taken to the UCLA Santa Monica Hospital Sunday, where he had no brain activity, according to TMZ. The gossip site reported that Petty was taken off life support on a do not resuscitate order from his family and is currently clinging to life. CBS News first reported that Petty had died, but the Los Angeles Police Department later said they had no information and no investigative role in the matter. It's really sad. It's 66 is kind of young for such a talented guy. You know, I think we expected to hear more from him. So, you know, my advice to Tom is, you know, don't back down from one of his great songs. We want to see you come back, my friend. Give us some more songs. We want to hear some good lyrics, some good tunes. We don't want to lose you this soon. But if you do, you will not be forgotten. And to talk a little bit more about Tom Petty, throughout his prolific career, Petty notched 3 Grammy wins, 18 nominations, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002. The Gainesville, Florida native launched by his indelible legacy at 17 when he quit high school to join the Florida band Mudcrutch. Mudcrutch. I never heard that before. That's good for my information banks. In doing so, he escaped an abusive father, a charming, charismatic man with a violent drunk streak. Music, Petty told Men's Journal in 2014, was a safe place. So the group was soon disbanded after heading west to Los Angeles. Petty soon found a better venture in Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, which he served as a lead singer and guitarist. That's probably where he's best well known. After the release of their self-titled album in 1976, the band quickly found fame on the back of the success of the single Breakdown. That album also included the song American Girl. It's a great, iconic song. Who doesn't know American Girl? Though the track never cracked the charts, it cemented itself as an American classic, just as I stated. And ranking 76th on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitar songs of all time. The band's profile continued to rise with the 1979 Damn the Torpedoes, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and included popular singles Don't Do Me Like That and Refugee. I'm a refugee. Gosh, I want to sing all those songs now as I hear the titles. Throughout the 80s and into the 90s, Petty and his Heartbreakers churned out the album after album and after album, some like 1981's Hard Promises achieving more success than others. Their most recent effort is 2014's Hypnotic Eye, scored the rockers their very first number one album. Petty flirted with a solo career throughout his life, releasing the 3 albums on his own, Full Moon Fever, 1989, Wildflowers in 1994, and Highway Companion, 2006. He also found time to help meld together a supergroup in Traveling Wilburys. The legendary lineup included Petty, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, and Roy Orbison, all assuming different aliases under the last name Wilbury. The band, in which Petty was Charlie T. Wilbury Jr., released 2 albums to massive critical acclaim and commercial success. Petty's star hasn't flickered as he's aged. If anything, it's grown brighter, as he admitted in 2014 that old age wasn't going to slow him down. I run a pretty fast-paced life, and I always like having a project to do, he said. That was in 2014, to be bored. That is the greatest sin I can commit. I'm sure it irritates a lot of people around me, but I have to keep moving. I'd like to keep moving. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers wrapped up a lengthy North American tour just before his death with the bandmates he helped praise upon in a 2014 interview. I don't know why this article is saying death, because I still cannot see anywhere where it verifies that he actually has passed. But it does say, quotes, I don't see that I have anything to offer as a solo artist, but I couldn't do it within the group better, he told The Sun. We get along so well, it's embarrassing, really. It's a love fest. Petty is also considering releasing a deluxe version of The Wildflowers, his 1994 solo album this year, and treating fans to an intimate acoustic-focused tour. Let's hope that happens. I'm getting all this information out of the New York Daily News on their website, www.newyorkdailynews.com, in the entertainment section. So, Tom Petty, we are pulling for you. I'll keep on checking throughout the evening on the status. I hope you pull through. We are expecting a call in a few minutes from the movie guy, 24/7, otherwise known as George Rother. Let's hear what he has to say about what's going on at the movies. I asked him if he had any information on movies or film pertaining to the folks we lost in the entertainment world this week, or anything regarding Las Vegas. Again, our prayers are for those in Las Vegas. There was an attack last night. 59 people dead and over 500 wounded. Such a shame. Senseless. No need for this. Prayers to those lost and to their families. It's going to be longer than a few weeks of healing. But I know this country here and the world will have everybody's back in mourning and sending up some prayers. So here we are at 9:01 p.m., and we have our next guest caller, as I mentioned before. His name is George Rother, but to those in the entertainment industry, to those in the film and movie world, if you want to know something about the movies, who do you call? Movie Guy 24/7. George Rother, are you there?
I am here, and hello.
Well, hello, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Chris?
Good.
Are you flying solo tonight?
I am. I think Lillian was planning to call in. She's in Las Vegas, and for those of you who know that, I can tell you that she was okay from the events from last evening. I think she's just having some technical issues in calling in tonight, so I'm glad to report that she is okay.
Well, if I may take a moment, I would like to send out good thoughts and prayers to all those affected by the shooting in Las Vegas. I have to admit, I was absolutely horrified when I heard about that. And I just want us all to send out good thoughts to the people is all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I echo those thoughts as well. Prayers and thoughts to all those affected there in Las Vegas.
And on a related note, note about Vegas, this never would have happened in Frank Sinatra's day.
No.
He wouldn't allow it.
No. You have to get it past the chairman.
Had to get everything past that guy. He was the head of Las Vegas.
I mean, George, I have to ask you, because he was the head of good. I'll come back to that thought. Share yours first, though. What do you want to say about that old blue eyes?
Oh, Sinatra? Him and the Rat Pack? Awesome. Absolutely. Those. Okay. I've never been to Vegas, but, you know, seeing how Vegas is now, I really have no interest. It's become Disney for adults. I want to go back to – I want to go to the Vegas that used to be in the 60s and 70s when the Rat Pack performed and the mob ran the place. It was a lot more fun.
I ate antipasta twice just because she is a nice Angelina. Little Louis Prima from the day, back in the day. I love that era. I would love to have lived in that era.
People always tell me I was born too late.
I have to ask you, George, though. I was going to say, I mean, the best advice I can give folks today is be vigilant. You know, last week there was an attack in a church, you know, and I think these, sadly, are going to increase in numbers. With one crazy lunatic trying to top the next and taking innocent lives. And it's sad. But one place where you go a lot, and there have been attacks before, is the movie theater.
Well,
do you ever feel
uncomfortable
or nervous?
I remember the day that happened. I actually went to see The Dark Knight Rises that day. I believe I heard the news report on my way to the theater or right before I left for the theater. Honestly, I didn't really feel in danger. The movie theater is my safe place. I'm going to put it that way. It's a safe place for me. And I don't feel that. I don't feel safe that many. I don't feel safe in that many places. But I like it there. And I'd like to believe that this kind of thing is an anomaly in theaters and wouldn't happen. But I just think that the world today, with all these shootings and people just wanting to do all this horrible stuff, what the hell's happening? I mean, this world has gone insane. And I don't know, it's a little scary out there sometimes. It's one of my justifications for all right, I'm going to open up a little bit here and say I rarely leave the house. I go out to the movies, and really that's it. I just don't go anyplace else. And it's partly that I just don't really want to go anyplace else. I don't feel a desire to. And the other part, well, people are a little crazy. And I just don't want to put myself or my wife, for that matter, in harm's way. So maybe it is out of a sense of self-preservation. But I hear these things, and it it just gets to me a little bit, you know? I just wish people could be nicer to each other. I know that sounds kind of corny and idealistic, but it's the way I really feel. People should just be nicer to each other. Or if I may coin a phrase from Bill and Ted, be excellent to each other.
Yes,
and
I love that.
I think that holds a lot of truth.
Be excellent to each other. I actually like that. You're right. It's a great phrase.
Well, Bill and Ted said it. I didn't, but there is some there's a lot of truth to that.
It should not be forgotten, is what I say. George and Chris.
That may actually be one of my
statement.
Next Facebook posts.
I think it should be. I may have to borrow it from you.
Not till after I use it, buddy.
I'll give you credit. I'll borrow it. But,
yeah, the movie guy's got to have his props.
I love my quotes, but I got to give you that one. You pulled that one. It's a good one. And it's definitely appropriate for what's going on today.
In other news, and I still haven't gotten any confirmation on this, Tom Petty, dead or alive?
I said the same thing earlier. I heard that he had passed. And then all of a sudden, I got that from CBSNews.com, which is pretty reputable. And then I'm hearing a half hour later after that that no. So the latest report that I saw is that he was found unconscious yesterday, and then they had him on life support, but he has a DNR, do not resuscitate wish. So they took him off, and he's clinging to life is the last thing that I heard, but he's not. He hasn't passed. And I'm asking folks tonight if they hear anything.
As of right now, he is not on the Deaths in 2017 Wikipedia page.
Okay.
He has not yet made it on there, hence, he is not yet dead. So, keeping an eye out.
Do not back down, Tom. Yeah, do not back down.
All right, now that was cool.
But I hope he doesn't. I mean, you know, he comes back. He's too young. And he's one of our last classic artists, I think, you know. Yeah.
Way too young, and he was on a tour or something.
Yes. Too sad.
Totally, absolutely.
He was always a cool guy too in his videos. Has he ever been in any films that you're aware of? Yeah, he has
absolutely.
A cool persona.
Yes. He played a very small part in the 1997 movie The Postman, starring Kevin Costner. And unfortunately, The Postman is widely regarded as a really terrible movie. So maybe he doesn't want to actually brag about being involved with that.
What is his role in that? I know the movie. It's Kevin Costner. He's the postman in the cavalry and the Indians. All that, right?
It's Kevin Costner. I don't know about cowboys and Indians. It's a futuristic kind of thing. Most of the world's population has been decimated due to some plague. And Kevin Costner, he finds a mailbag full of mail and starts riding from towns pretending to be the postman. And through that, he starts to rebuild civilization. And it took them 3 hours to tell that story.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm thinking Dances with Wolves. I'm sorry.
You're thinking of movie.
Yeah.
He tried to do Dances with Wolves again with the postman. And wow, that was bad. Yeah. Tom Petty played some small part, and I think he was the head of some town that Costner's character rode into. They had a conversation of some sort, and that was it.
Okay.
Honestly, I've seen the movie twice in my life, and it's been a while. I don't really remember that much about it, so.
Okay.
I just know that he was in it. That's what I remember about it, and that it was three frickin' hours long. Oh, Lord.
If it's going to be three hours long, it better be good. Otherwise.
Do they need that much time to tell that story? What? Well, what do you expect? Costner directed it, I think, so.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect?
I don't think so.
So let's see.
What else we got? What's hot?
Mm-hmm. What's hot? Well, Hugh Hefner passed away. I'm kind of bummed about that. But hey, wait, didn't we discuss that on last week's show?
I don't think we did. When did we pass?
All right, well, yeah, Hugh Hefner's gone. 91 years old, the man lived a long life, and more importantly, he lived a fun life. The man was a player.
Yeah. He's got stories that he took to the grave.
I'm sure he'll be missed.
I heard he bought the plot right next to Marilyn Monroe.
He did.
$35,000 plot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long way he rests.
Totally.
There won't be another, I can tell you that. They can't make them like him anymore.
No, they don't make celebrities like they used to. All the cool ones from my day are dying off. And I'm looking at this new young generation of celebrities, and all I can think of is, they're all the same.
Yeah.
These youngsters are just so generic and so alike. And hand in hand with that, today's music, today's pop music, what the hell's up with that? All that music sounds alike to me, and I don't know who any of these people are.
Right. I'm with you.
My God. It just gives me a headache.
Cookie cutter music. They don't even play, most of them don't even play instruments. It's all created in a computer somewhere. It's not just not the same. You know, I really respect somebody that can play an instrument anymore when I see them do it.
I really respect somebody that does their own singing.
Yes, there you go. Better point.
I guess I just don't get today's generation. And yes, I realize as I say that, I sound just like my father. Everybody's father, in fact.
Yeah, no, I was saying... And then when you and I were kids, you know, going to dinner somewhere, seeing like a great-great aunt, you know, or a great-great grandparent, and knowing that they lived when all these other old-time, you know, names in entertainment were just getting started, like Charlie Chaplin, you know, Drew What's-Her-Face's, John, what's the guy's name? It's escaping my head right now. John Barrymore, all those old names. We didn't really get to know them, but the people we grew up around us did, and, you know, but they're all gone.
I was going to say, I do know some of those older names. Being the movie watched several older movies.
Yeah, no, my point is we know them, but we didn't live in that time, you know, and so our ancestors saw those people leave them. They were just names to us, and we got to know who they were, but. Our children's children, our nieces and nephews growing up, we're at that stage where we're going to be those folks. You know, I remember that performer. You know, I remember that actor, that singer.
My God, I was just telling
somebody born tomorrow won't know who Michael Jackson was in their lifetime until they hear it.
I was talking on Facebook with a friend of mine from New Zealand. He's 22 years old, and he was telling me he watched a classic old movie. Scarface with Al Pacino.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I saw that in the movies. And at that moment, oh, God, do I feel old. Yes, he's calling Scarface an old movie. Lord have mercy. I remember when that first came out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And now there's rumors they're redoing it, too, right?
cleaner.
There have been rumors of a Scarface remake in the circulation for 10 years.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen.
They don't really need to do it. Just like the Flatliners remake, it's entirely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I saw the Flatliners remake this past weekend.
You like it?
I didn't hate it exactly. It was very mediocre, but entirely unnecessary. They just didn't need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I could think. It just there was no point to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really add anything to the story. They didn't expand on it. They didn't explore
the
deep issues. They just didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, my top pick from this past weekend, that is a toss-up. I liked two movies I saw this past weekend. I liked Battle of the Sexes, that movie about Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, that 1973 tennis match.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie.
Good.
And I liked the one with Tom Cruise, American Made.
What's the story? Can you give us some more information on that? I know a little bit of it.
Well, that too is based on a true story,
right?
The guy named Barry Seal, he was this airline pilot who also, you know, ran drugs. And when he was caught, he became an informant for the DEA, and he was heavily associated with Pablo Escobar. Those are the facts of Barry Seal's story. The rest of American Made is highly fictionalized, especially the whole spiel about Barry Seal really being an agent for the CIA or working for the CIA. That could possibly be made up. It was an interesting movie. It was fun, had its funny moments. It was enjoyable. And basically they had Barry Seal basically like any other character Tom Cruise has played. In other words, it was Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise. I honestly believe the real Barry Seal was nothing like that. So it's a good movie. It's Tom Cruise. That's all I can say about him. It's his typical role. But I did enjoy those two films this past weekend.
Good.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I know you had talked about this before, and I finally saw it myself last night. Was the remake of, not the remake, but The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Whatever possessed you to watch that?
Curiosity.
Curiosity killed the cat. Remember that.
First of all, how they mix Dr. Jekyll and Anne was very weird. Also, I saw a little bit of, it reminded me of Queen of the Damned, a little bit, but not as cool, with Akasha coming to life. But even the CGI stuff in there to me wasn't that exciting. It was kind of like just put in there and lacked the excitement. And the funny camaraderie between him and that other actor, I forget what the guy's name is, just didn't work for me. It was, and I have to agree with your assessment. And is not a winner.
No, that one was one big wiener.
Yeah. No. Yes. But seeing that it is October and Halloween is fast approaching, I did watch the original Frankenstein recently. I think Svengoolie had it on, and
I saw that.
Man,
I was watching some show that came on before that. What the heck was on? Wonder Woman. on. I just happened to have it on, the one with Linda Carter. And then Svengali came on, so I watched a few minutes of it.
I'll tell you, I would still watch that rather than a remake any day. It was it's still a great movie for being so old. I loved it. You know,
At the time,
I don't need the fantastic stuff. Go ahead.
You know, at the time, Frankenstein the movie, it was considered quite shocking. Nobody had made a horror movie quite like that about somebody creating life. And, some people objected to the content. Kind of the same way they did when Mary Shelley wrote the book in the early 19th century, whatever it was. The idea of playing God and creating life, people considered that shocking, blasphemous, and sacrilegious. So, yeah, for its time period, the movie was a bit shocking. And it still holds up pretty good today.
Yeah, I do it. When he meets that little girl, and it, you know, they throw the flowers into the lake or whatever, when he throws the little girl in, you don't expect that. You know, I forgot about that happening, and I'm thinking, oh, she's gonna be fine, but no, she dies. He picks her up and throws her. I mean, that is shocking. It's shocking even today to see that.
It is.
But I didn't expect that. That kind of threw me for a second. I said, oh, I said, this is like, I'm thinking of the Incredible Hulk scene where, you know, they kind of redid that in the 70s. But no, he kills the girl in this one. And but you do still have a heart for this creature. And I watched the original trailer. They're calling him like this monster from hell. But you still can't help but feel a little bit for the guy, you know?
So, here's what gets me about the whole Frankenstein thing. How is it that all these years later, people still can't understand that, no, Frankenstein is not the monster. Frankenstein is the doctor that created the monster. The monster doesn't actually have a name. He's just the monster. And it baffles me how this eludes most people. Some years ago when they released that movie, I, Frankenstein, that was one of the many things I took issue with. It's like, even the title, even people who are making a movie about it, they don't know. And they're all through the movie, they're calling the guy Frankenstein. It's like, oh, for the love of God. So, that's just one of those things. It's like, people get it right.
Can we expect any horror movies coming out this month? I haven't heard about it.
Of course you can. Absolutely. Let me go to my box office mojo and see what's on the release schedule. Well, let's see. Up and coming. Okay, next week, there's a film coming out called The 13th, Friday the 13th. Something called Happy Death Day. It's a teen horror movie. Basically, it's kind of like Groundhog Day with a mad slasher. This girl keeps reliving the same day and same day, and at the end of the day, she gets murdered by some masked killer, and then she wakes up again the next morning. And I think the idea is she has to stop her own murder or something. So we got that. on the 20th, there will be the limited release of Leatherface, the prequel to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which I've already seen, and it's pretty good. And at the very end of the month, Jigsaw, the newest Saw movie. They're starting that up again.
Well, I hope it's good. That's great.
As long as it's bloody, I'm happy.
Right, old school blood always works.
Yeah, not that CGI blood. I can't look at that. To me, that's blasphemous.
Yes,
so give me good old-fashioned stage blood any day. But the big movie I'm looking forward to right now, Blade Runner 2049. It opens on Friday.
I'm very excited to see that, too. Yeah.
I
do you know anything about the premise?
I do not, and I don't really want to know.
Okay.
The only thing
Harrison
I know for sure...
I was curious, right?
The only thing I know for sure is a new Blade Runner, played by Ryan Gosling, seeks out Harrison Ford character because I guess there's more replicants. So that seems to be – that's what I know about it, and I'm going to leave it at that. Now, I rewatched the original Blade Runner yesterday afternoon, and it's still an awesome movie. It still holds up. It is my favorite sci-fi movie, along with 2001 Space Odyssey. And I'm just hoping that they do the sequel does it justice, and it's getting good review, very good reviews. So I'm really psyched for that. I'm probably going to go Friday night. So we'll see how that goes. And that's really the That's really it for now, I guess. The big one I'm looking forward to, so there's that.
Well, okay. Look forward to hearing about it. It's good to talk to you. It was a good conversation tonight. And want to wrap up your messages, too, where we want to send prayers and thoughts to those in Las Vegas. And it's going to be a long healing period there. But you have the comments from George and I to be excellent to everyone, right?
Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other. And if anybody wants to know about anything about movies, where do they go, George?
Movie Guy 24/7. No, don't call the Ghostbusters. Who you want to call is Movie Guy 24/7. Yeah, you see what I did there? I bring another movie.
I loved it.
Folks, go on your Facebook page. If you're at your computer, which I'm pretty sure you must be, go to your Facebook page, type in Movie Guy 24/7. That page that comes up, yes, that's me. You'll know it's me because the profile picture is a handsome guy in a button shirt with stripes. So what you're going to want to do is check that page out, and you're going to want to click the like thing, because if you like movies, you're going to like this page, and I really hope to see you there soon.
Do it, guys. Check out Movie Guy 24/7. George, thanks again, man. Talk to you next
thanks
week.
Thanks for having me, Chris. You take care.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Movie Guy 24/7. You want to know what's in the know about movies? Who do you go to? Who are you going to call? MovieGuy247.com and MovieGuy247 on Facebook. Join, follow George's page. Like him. Tell him what you like about what you hear here on So Driven Radio on Chris Kelly from 80s TV. If you have some particular topics or questions you want me to ask George, feel free to send them to me at Chris Kelly from 80s TV on Facebook. We're going to take a minute to go to a break. I also want to take a breath just before that break to say we have a proud new sponsor of Totally Driven Entertainment. He's funny. He's wacky. He's crazy. And he is totally driven. Check out ChrisFraleyPresents.com. More information in the following commercial.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eye, one stereotype at a time.
To the Blackmobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hello and welcome back. The time is 9:31 Eastern Standard Time here in the Philadelphia area. I'm Chris Kelly, host of Chris Kelly from 80s TV. My co-host Lillian Narodowski is having some technical difficulty this evening and was not able to call in, but you can expect her next week. She's in Las Vegas, and I can tell you I've gotten some messages asking me if she is okay. I can confirm that she was okay. She was not at the event last night, but she doesn't live far from it, and she was very moved by the tragic events that happened last night. I want to offer some prayers for that in my spare moments that I have, and I ask you to do the same. If you want to call in this evening and talk about what happened in Las Vegas, or want to talk about what's going on in Puerto Rico, or anything else that's going on in the world right now, Tom Petty, what's going on? Is he alive? Is he still with us? We don't want him to go. We did lose Hugh Hefner. We lost Monty Hall this week. So some major hits going on in the world this week. Not to mention all these natural disaster things going on. Just, I don't know. If you don't talk about any of it, give me a call. 718-508-9883. I will ask that before you call, that you do message me here, Chris Kelly, on Facebook, to let me know whether you are calling in and what number you will be calling with. I don't have an engineer this evening, so I will be screening the calls, and it helps to know who's calling on each line. So we had some good calls this evening. We start off with our friend Bridget McKenna, calling from Florida, sharing how she survived Hurricane Irma. She shared some good conversation. I was followed up by our friend, your friend, and Bridget's good friend, George Rother, Movie Guy 24/7, talking about what's hot and what's not at the movies. If you want to know what's going on, go to MovieGuy247.com or MovieGuy247 on Facebook. I also want to throw a pitch out to the other shows here on the Total Driven Network. There are many other shows, so make sure you check out Total Driven Entertainment on Facebook. There is Totally Driven Radio by the network creator Bay Ragney. There's Bareback Facts by Dallas Ducia. We have a lot of cool things going on, a lot of good shows, some sports talk radio, there's some horror movie conversations going on. Check these shows out. Add us on your favorite message, your favorite spot on your, what do you call that, your internet bar. I'm getting so old, I couldn't remember internet bar. But in your favorites, click and save us, and mark down what your favorite shows are and tune in. You can always listen to them later. Some of them are on Spreaker, some of them are on Amazon, but you can always hear them again right here on Total Gemini Entertainment. So what's going on in the news? I don't want to talk about 80s stuff tonight because I think there's just too much going on that's important right now. that deserves our attention. I do see that the latest stats on the Vegas massacre here are at least 59 dead and approximately 516 injured in Las Vegas. I'm getting this information from abcnews.go.com, and I hope the numbers don't rise. Actually, I've already seen that they have. So I see on the right-hand side of the screen that the numbers jumped to 527 injured with 59 dead. What causes people to do these horrible things? When will it end? We don't have time for this kind of stuff in our lives. You know, I have two young kids. I have a job. I have a passion, which is this radio show and doing stuff on the internet and television and film. Trying to do all that. There's no time for hate. There's no time for hurting others unintentionally, you know, or intentionally. Unless you've hurt somebody in my family, I got no time to waste, you know, throwing fists with you, you know, or shooting bullets for that much. As George Rother said in the last interview, be excellent to each other, quoting Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. We don't have time for this hate. And I don't care if it's racially motivated. I don't care if it's road rage motivated. I don't care if it's, you know, over what color somebody likes, whether it's red or it's blue or it's pink or it's brown. It's just no time for it. Respect somebody's opinion. If you don't like it, just keep on walking. Somebody hurts your feelings, go work out at the gym. Shooting people is not the answer. You just stop someone's life from, I'm going to go in a soapbox here, you just stop somebody's life from growing. You stop somebody's child from growing up and getting married, finishing school. You could have killed somebody that could have found a cure for a disease out there. It's uncalled for. So please, if you have a mental illness and you're shy or you're concerned, it's okay to talk to somebody. It's not okay to shoot people. That's not the answer. So sending some prayers out there, again, to all those lost and to all the families of those lost. I can't fathom if one of my children was at that concert and was hurt. I can't imagine. And if I was a father in there and somebody took my life, I can tell you on that other side of the door, I'd be scratching to come back because I couldn't want to leave my kids, you know, alone, fatherless. I don't know. And I guess it's one good thing to be in a soapbox about tonight is, you know, not hurting others. Other things going on in the news we mentioned earlier, Tom Petty. He's hospitalized. Earlier reports said that he had passed. I myself had actually posted that from CBSNews.com. But shortly after, more stories came out. It said that he cannot be verified as crossed to the other side yet. From what I read recently is that, I guess, New York Daily Times, I think I saw, or Daily News, that he was found unconscious after having a cardiac arrest attack on Sunday. They had him on life support, and his wishes are not to be on a do not resuscitate list, contract or order. So the family had him removed. But Tom is not backing down, from what I understand. Tom is clinging on and surviving on his own, but barely. So prayers go out to Tom Petty and his family. We don't want to see you go. We hope you get better. We hope you recover. And talk about you leaving yet until we hear that it has happened. If anybody hears differently, feel free to call in. I'll be on the line for a couple more minutes. The number here is 718-508-9883. Just send me a message before you call so I can have an idea of who it is that's calling in. Something that went to the wayside today, I didn't hear much about it. Puerto Rico. What's going on in Puerto Rico? I know the supplies are there, but there was an issue with getting the supplies to the people. People need drinking water. People need electricity. People need food. People need clean water to bathe in. So I'm hoping that horrible things going on, that in that part of the world, that things are getting a little bit better. I did see some videos yesterday that went viral on Instagram and Twitter, some on Facebook, of locals helping to unload the containers to share the supplies with the folks there. I hope that's getting out to where it needs to be. Also, I just have to mention, going back to Vegas, I can see a live video right now, trending video. Extremely long line to donate blood after the mass shooting. So I don't know this for sure, but I can bet you a dollar or any amount that the Red Cross is open to taking blood donations probably wherever you are in the United States. So call your local Red Cross, and see if you can donate blood. I'm sure they need it. Over 500 individuals injured. 59 lost already. Help where you can. If you want to see that live trending video, you can go to abcnews.go.com. What else is going on? Who else do we lose? We lost Monty Hall this week, right? Let's Make a Deal. I think they brought Let's Make a Deal back. I think it's on air now. I don't know who hosts it, but I'm pretty sure it's back online. What else? Hugh Hefner. The Hef. Not the Hoff, but the Hef has left the building. I wonder if his smoking jackets will go up for auction. He was very famously known for wearing those smoking jackets during his parties at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, some people may not like him. Some people do. I like the Hef. Hugh Hefner, he made some changes. He was brave. But one thing you have to give him is he started something from nothing, pretty much, right? A couple bucks in his pocket in his parents' kitchen. He made a magazine that grew to an empire, you know. A lot of big people, a lot of famous people on the map. He had a lot of people on the map in his magazine. Not only known for its photographs, but also known for its articles. It opened up a lot of doors. It opened up doorways for what? For sexuality, you know, to be more mainstream. You know, articles touched on things that people weren't talking about. So it was a combination of, you know, the photographs. Everybody knows what was in the photographs. But also, it was good for the articles. And someone said, oh, I buy Playboy for the articles. Okay, maybe they're only telling half the truth. But nevertheless, there will not be another Hugh Hefner, not in our lifetime. I can't see there being one. So rest in peace to the Hef. I did hear that he bought the plot next to Marilyn Monroe. That's where he will be buried, for $75,000. And just for anybody that's a buff for the Playboy magazines, the very first cover featured the beautiful Marilyn Monroe. So they are forever tied in the history books, and they will be where their final resting place shall be. Do we have any callers? If you want to call in, the number is 718-508-9883. Send me a message. It's 944. I think I'll go until 950 unless I hear anything different. Unless I hear from you. So if you want to call in, give me a call. What's going on? What are your thoughts? Excuse me. I know here on the East Coast, the weather is changing up and down like a roller coaster this week. It was 90 degrees last Sunday, and this past Sunday it was chilly. I think it was like 40 in the 40s early in the morning. I just don't know what's going on. I'm still here in July. Where did August, September go? It's how can it be October already? Does anybody feel the same way I do? It just seems like some months just kind of skip away anymore. I don't get that. What's going on? Are we in a time machine? I don't know. I just don't know. What else is going on in the news? So, what do we have here? Trump says Tillerson is wasting his time on talks with North Korea. Another topic that I am confused about. You know, your State Department representative, secretary is out there trying to mend the fences, and Trump saying don't waste your time. But I can't see Rex Tillerson doing anything with a foreign country without the approval of the president. So maybe it's all, you know, it's just a psychological game. I don't know. What I do know is no nukes. We don't want any nukes. We have enough, and we don't need to set them off. What else do I see here in the news? There's a lot, a big line. NFL players kneel during the anthem at a London game. I saw some of the folks here on Sunday kneeling before the national anthem and then standing for the national anthem. I think that's probably the right path to use going forward. I respect everyone's expression to protest, but to respect the flag is another topic. And I don't mean that to insult anyone, just my personal thoughts. And I'm not saying nobody cannot protest either. I'm just trying to say there should be a way that we can do both. Folks can do both, and I think they found a way. What else do I see here? Video games in the Olympics. I don't know what that's about. Let me click this topic. How it might work. Video games in the Olympics. Here's how it might work. The future of the Olympics may be just in a basement in Turkmenistan, with leading Olympic figures considering a possible role for competitive computer games known as esports. That's ESPORTS. At the 2024 Games in Paris. A pan-Asian competition in the ex-Soviet state offers a possible vision of the future. All right, they got me curious. Including esports could give the Olympics a younger audience and a huge revenue boost from a rapidly growing market that would be deeply controversial. All right, get to the meat of the story. What do you got here? Okay, that's probably because I'm not here. The rules weren't explained in the local language, but that didn't turn off the crowd of up to 200 in the windowless basement of a sports arena from cheering and whooping at a particularly spectacular kill or skillful strategy. What is this about? I don't know. You know, it's too much. I don't have time to bore anybody. I put them to bed. It's late. But you can find the article on abcnews.go.com. I would read this first thing in the morning because it's. I want to get to the details. Are there or are there not going to be video games in the Olympics? If they are, sign me up. Put me in for Pac-Man or Donkey Kong. I'm old school like that. We're going to sign off for the evening. I want to thank Bridget McKenna for calling in. I want to thank George Rother once more, Movie Guy 24/7, for calling in, and everyone that texts me throughout the show with your information, as well as our live video before the radio show actually went on the air. You can join us here every Monday night on Totally Driven Entertainment Radio. Make sure you sign up to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Chris Kelly from 80s TV. And visit our you know, you can visit our website at any time, Chris Kelly from 80stv.com. I want to wish well to everyone in Las Vegas, in Puerto Rico, and other places around the world that may be in crisis right now. I think the world really needs some harmony at this moment, and they need support of everyone around them. All right, one last statement. Take someone out of the 80s, but You can't take the 80s out of anyone. If you're a cat from the 80s, you're always going to be in the 80s. Live on, my friends. All right, guys. Have a great week. Thank you.